Automotive Needs, 341-9449.
KBOE Live and Local Sunshine, 53 degrees. Good morning, it is 8:43.
KBOE, 96.9 FM and 1400 AM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 3.
And at 8:43, we're joined by Fire Marshal Reason Bradford, wrapping up our morning show here today on the KBOE Sutherland Studio Line.
Reason, good morning.
Hey, Reason.
Good morning, guys. How's it going?
Going good today. How about you?
Doing good.
Always great to have you in here, and thanks, as always, Reason, for giving us some time. And the reason is in this morning with us is it is Fire Prevention Week, and it's a big week. And what do we have for a theme this year, Reason?
This year is Learn the Sound of Fire Safety.
Learn the Sound of Fire Safety, and exactly what does that refer to?
So what that's referring to is, in our homes today, we have so many sounds and so many beeps and so many buzzers between our cell phones and computers and washing machines and carbon monoxide detectors. So what the theme is saying is to make sure that everybody in the home knows exactly what the sound of a smoke detector is.
Okay. Well, pretty, I think for folks that are familiar with the smoke detector sound, fairly easy process, but folks that haven't had their smoke detectors go off, what are we looking for?
Well, and mainly it's you know, kind of a whole family thing, and then that way there's no confusion whether it's the dryer going off or it's the somebody changed their ringer on their cell phone to sound like an alarm or something like that, because when the smoke detector goes off, you know, that's when seconds count to get yourself out.
And it's knowing and being able to distinguish exactly what the fire alarm, smoke detector alarm in your home sounds like, correct?
Yes, that is correct.
This also is a pretty opportune time to practice, you know, once you hear the sounds, obviously, to practice the fire prevention plan, or if you haven't gotten that practice, maybe to set one.
Yeah, so it's always a good time, just, you know, once a year to remind everybody, hey, this is our meeting spot. Once we get outside, we're staying outside. We're not going back in and looking for our favorite shoes or something like that. And we're all meeting at the mailbox, or we've got a good, safe place to meet.
Now, knowing the difference between the sound of a smoke alarm and carbon monoxide alarm, too, I think is important. Now, if people need to, like, share with the kids, this is what the sound of the smoke detector is. You just hit the test, right? And that will basically give you an indication, number one, that it's working, and number two, this is what the sound is.
Yeah, and we always recommend, you know, it's a good thing to do with the kids, just to go around and let them help you test it. And that way they do kind of, they not only hear the sound, but they, you know what to recognize as a smoke detector, and, hey, it's time to get out.
Reason, what if our smoke detectors are chirping at us?
A lot of times, either on the back of the smoke detector, there'll be a little chart that says if it beeps twice within so many seconds, or if it beeps once within 2 minutes, it can be everything from a faulty detector to a low battery, or anything like that. So, but normally if the detector is just going off and it's going off in a steady stream, then that, you know, it's an alarm at that point.
Well, and, you know, it's not uncommon, unfortunately, that if there is some chirping going on and it is causing folks to, well, be upset that it's making this noise, some people tend to just take the battery out, and then we forget to put a battery back in, which is not what we want to do, right?
Exactly. And they always go off at the most convenient time. It's 2 o'clock or 3 o'clock in the morning. They start beeping. You walk around the house looking for which one exactly is causing the problem. One thing they have done, they've come a long way with smoke detectors. A lot of them are like a 10-year lithium battery in them now. So basically, you know, there's no changing out batteries or anything like that, like when they had the old 9-volt batteries. So it's a lot easier deal now. And one thing, too, I want to remind everybody of is right around the corner, going to be just a little over a month from now, is daylight savings. And that we always recommend that people change their batteries if they have the old 9-volt batteries that aren't the lithium-type batteries. That's a good time of year to change them out and make sure that you have brand-new, fresh batteries in there.
Great point. Great point. Reason, what else would you like to bring up here this morning when it comes to fire prevention that matters?
Just making sure that your whole family's on the same page with what's going on, talking with them about different ways to get out if they're in their bedroom and there's a fire. And like I said, just making sure that everybody knows what the smoke detector means from the littlest person in the house to the oldest person in the house.
As you mentioned, Reason, now I guess, you know, with the newer smoke detectors with the lithium batteries, we, I guess, look to maybe change those out every 10 years, I guess, is what we...
Yeah, and on those, it's like we always recommend, you know, going around and checking them and just doing a test on them and making sure that they are still working. Because, I mean, we have had some. I mean, they're a mechanical piece of equipment, so they do have failures. And just because they say they will last 10 years doesn't mean they will. So it's always a good idea to check them.
Emporia Fire Marshal Reason Bradford on our Newsmaker 3 segment here this morning. Reason, how important is it to have smoke detectors in our house and have the smoke detectors properly placed?
You know, we've seen a lot of instances where smoke detectors would have saved lives if they had been installed. It gives you, as a lot of people know, you can burn a piece of toast in the toaster and not even be able to see any smoke, and you'll set the smoke detector off. So they're very sensitive to the fact, and the more time you have to get out, the better off your survivability for you and your family.
Well, Reason, I know probably here within the next few weeks we'll probably be bringing you back on, because we're getting obviously into the, if we're not seeing it on the forecast now, but we're getting into the cooler part of the year, and we'll be needing to talk about things like space heaters and extension cords and things like that as we get cooler. But really appreciate your time here today.
Hey, thanks a lot, guys. I always appreciate you having me on and just reminding everybody to stay safe out there.
Stay safe. Thanks, Reason. We appreciate it.
Have a great day, guys.
Yeah, Reason Bradford. Emporia Fire Marshal on our Newsmaker 3 segment this morning. In fact, the National Fire Prevention Association says, Chuck, basically, if you have working smoke alarms in your home, you're reducing the risk of dying in a fire by over half. Ooh. 55%.
Well, there you have
significant it. Number right there.
Significant number. Please be, you know, not only careful for yourself, but for your family, and make sure that everything works well.
Learn the sounds of fire safety, the theme for this year's Fire Prevention Week. And again, we're thankful Reason Bradford can join us here this morning, KVOE Live and Local, on our Newsmaker 3 segment. What is in store tomorrow, Chuck?
Well, tomorrow, as we look here at the Live and Local calendar, we've got some really neat interviews. First off, we'll have Jack Mouse joining us at 7:15 for the Newsmaker slot as we talk about his concert featuring Janice Borla, a special guest star, saxophonist Blue Lou Marini, and others with some really deep connections to jazz. So that'll be coming up at 7:15 here tomorrow morning. At 8:20, we will have Red Cross spokesperson Susan Fahler. We'll be discussing the ongoing need for blood, and we'll be previewing upcoming blood drives locally. Then we have the on-air chat at 10:06, and then Talk of Emporia at 11:06, as Percy Moore of NCAA Fitness discusses his work with local student-athletes. So a lot coming on our morning show and other programs tomorrow here on KVOE. Don't forget, we're just about an hour out from the candidate forum. City Commissioner Susan Brinkman, challengers Travis Hitt and Jamie Sauter joining us on the program here this morning at 10:06. And get your questions ready, because we'll be opening things up for questions a little early. That'll be 620-342-5863, program beginning at 10:06 this morning.
Right here, KVOE Live and Local. And for all the 2021 voter information, log on to KVOE.com, and Chuck has a nice piece he put together that you can log on and get all kinds of the latest and what you need to know heading into the general election and prior to the actual election date, November 2nd. So log on to KVOE.com for that. It is 8:53, 53 degrees. Good morning.
Want to win $500 or $1,000 just for saving money? Our members did. Open your Save to Win Certificate of Deposit account at Emporia State Federal Credit Union today with just $25. The more you save, the more chances you have to win cash. Call us at 342-2336.
Emporia State Federal Credit Union, the educated choice.
How you treat your car today will have a big impact on how your vehicle performs for you tomorrow. Routine maintenance has always been the key to keeping your vehicle running at its best, and Floyd's